You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KVLDF, KV8RBB.
You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
This is QOS, Friday, Secular Radio, Quebec.
Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KE8WUO.
Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
November 8, Romeo Hotel Kilo, calling Kilo 8, Kilo Charlie, India, K8, KCI, K8, KCI, NRHK. KACI, NRHK.
You're connected to CMN Network.
NHWJF, WJF, NHWJF, I didn't get all your conversation there. Try it again. I'm getting a lot of static calling through with you for some reason.
I got something up in him a little bit more. He's coming in.
Oh, yeah, that's getting a little unclear, but it was. Getting a whole lot of breaking fire for a minute. I just switched over to handheld for a minute. I can come down to this.
Yeah, well, how you coming in now?
Oh yeah, that's nice and clear there.
What UHF you got in there? VHF, huh? VHF is that's 2 meters kind of rough. What 440 machine you got in your radio?
I got a whole bunch of them programmed in, if I can find it. Which one you referring to?
Well, let's see. Can you hit the Warren machine? 443-500. I think it's 443-500. Yeah, Warren machine.
All right, give me a couple of minutes. I had to come downstairs for a minute. I'm on a handheld right now. Go back upstairs to the... on the base antenna.
Okay.
KFA, ATC, we're clear for now.
AWS,
KFA, FGF, is this repeater in use?
Yes, sir.
So, roger that. KFA FGS. NAWRO, do you copy? NAWRO, do you copy? KFA FGS. W-E-W-R-O, or is it N-A-W-R-O? Tim, do you copy? Yes, N-A-W-R-O, do you copy KFG or KFA-FGS? No response from at 8WRO. KF8FGS. Monitor. Yeah, this is Kilo Foxtrot, 8 Foxtrot Golf Sierra. Go ahead. Mont Clemens repeater. Over.
Oh, yeah. Boy, I like to be here. Well, I'm way far west from you guys over there. I'm over here on my 96 and everything. Northwest side of Detroit here. Yep. All right, well, I'm going to have to put your card in there.
Involved here for a couple of months. I got back into it after many years of absence, and I just signed up for WinLink, but I've not done EchoLink yet. We're still totally analog over here.
EchoLink is out on analog as well. You have to put it in your computer or your telephone. If you got an Android or iPhone, you can put, go to your Toy Store and download it.
Oh, gotcha. Are you talking through the repeater? Because signal's strong, but it's pretty scratchy. Maybe you need to turn the beams northeast or something there. Your signal's breaking up.
Yeah, I was kind of a long way from the mic. How is that?
Much better. I'm using HT in the car, and I get a little lazy here, you know, in the mobile, in my truck here. I get a little lazy, and the mic drops away from the base. Yeah, I definitely can relate to that. Were you over at the swap there in Livonia?
Sure it was.
Network.
Yeah, that was the first ham swap I've been to, and from what I'm told, I mean, it was crowded. It was like being at a craft show at Christmas, you know. It was good to see a lot of people involved, see a lot of antennas in the trucks in the parking lot. Roger.
Yeah, it had a nice turnout. A lot of them, but I guess this coming weekend, a lot of them be going down to Toledo. Got a swap down there in Toledo here. I'll be headed with a few friends to go eat breakfast and head down there. And then be looking forward to going to Dayton Ham Convention. But that's the big, that's our real, real big ham convention. It's the third week in May.
Oh, Roger, that. I'll have to look on the calendar and see how that would work out. I was there. There was Leonard was there from the Hazel Park group, and Jamie was there, and Bill, a bunch of other guys that I was introduced to, and they all seem to know each other. You know, it's a small community, you know, spread out all over metro area. Over.
We're talking about the swap. The swap.
Yeah, Roger. The Livonia swap. Like I said, that's the first one I was at. And everybody was talking about the Dayton swap. Apparently, that's like a big regional thing. Over.
Yeah. Lynn, he's planning on going. I think he's going to catch the bus. You can catch the bus in Ann Arbor for the one day. But I usually go down there for the whole weekend and get a hotel, motel, whatever, and stay there from... we'll leave out of here Thursday night and then be ready Friday morning to go to the swap, and then we'll leave out Sunday heading back towards Detroit.
Yeah, might as well not hurt yourself, you know, trying to... I mean, you got to make the bus connections. You got to leave early for Lynn. It's about an hour over to Ann Arbor. And then, then you're on their schedule. I quite often prefer, my wife and I, we prefer to drive to places like that. Go the day before and, you know, the overnight and have a nice meal and get up nice and early so that you can enjoy the time and not feel pressed to leave and got to catch the bus and all this stuff. So, yeah, I fully understand what you're talking about, Jay. This is KS8FGS. Back to you.
Yeah, Roger. Let me see if the other gentleman back in there. Are you back in there? I didn't even catch his name, the guy in Mount Clemens.
Yeah, I was over on that Warren one. The name's Tim. KF8ATC.
Let me write your call sign down to Tim. Let's see. Tim KF8ATC, right?
You got it. That's it.
Oh, yeah, there's so many. Man, I tell you, I remember when it used to be the KB8, KD8, KC8, K, now it's KF8. Before you know it, it'll be the KC8. Well, that's good, because a lot of people started to get it, become ham operators. I like that.
Yeah, Jim, what were your call sign again?
Yes, Tim, Tango India Mario, KF8 ATC, Kilo Fox 8 Alpha, Tango Charlie.
All right, very good, very good. Yeah, this is KF8 FGS. That's finding good signal. Yeah, I was reading in an article somewhere on QST magazine or something that there's been a huge rise in ham radio license issuing a ham radio license. I think it's fantastic. Back to you.
Okay, I've been in that CB radio for years back in the 80s for a long, long time. Matter of fact, I still got the radios. Kind of got busy out there, family stuff, all that stuff. And then I just got into the ham radio stuff in the last year or so.
Yeah, I got the same story, back in the late 70s, 80s, all about the CB radios. And I, in the 60s, when I was in high school, I got involved with ham for a brief period. But then it came, sports and girls and then family and careers and all that. And just and so I got back into it about a year ago as well. And I've met a lot of nice people. Jay, there in Northwest Detroit. What was your call sign again? Back to you, JKF8FGS.
Yeah, I'll make it easy for you because, a lot of people always change my call sign around, call this, that. So this is November 8th. We just landed. Or November 8th. We're just leaving.
Oh, Roger that. I remember that. We're just leaving. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that's the greatest. And I, these guys are telling me I got to come up with something to to go for with my call sign. So I Kilo Foxtrot 8, finding good signal, and everybody seems to like that one. Over.
But that's a great one. Now I got to think of one for, is it Tim?
Yes, sir. I ain't thought of one for that one yet. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Oscar Yankee, comment about the Hammond CB stuff.
Let him pick it up.
Yeah, this is KO4 ROY. You guys receiving me all right? Yeah, you got a good, strong signal. You go ahead with the call sign. Yeah, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Oscar Yankee. And yeah, I started in CB years earlier, in the 70s. I still do it once in a while, actually. I do both CB and ham. I've got a general class license. Got it in 2021, and when I was in Virginia, living in Virginia, and yeah, I quite love both hobbies actually, and I take advantage of both of them. I'm trying to get me a portable HF rig that's a size of an HT I can carry around, at least be able to do 10 and 12 meters with it. I think that would be cool. Because of my back issues and stuff, I can't really carry stuff around too well. So I'm looking at that modified quanching that people have been doing now. And when they put the anti-harmonic mod in there, it'll actually transmit sideband on HF. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I think we all did the CB at one time or another. What was your name again there? KO4ROY.
Yeah, the name here is Troy, Tango Romeo Oscar Yankee. Do I need to turn the mic gain up on my radio? Because I'm running the Radtel 880. And there's a mic gain adjustment on here, so I don't know if the gain's not high enough or what.
The gain's plenty high. I had to turn volume down a bit. Jay is talking from Northwest Detroit there, NAWJL, and he and I both have the same. We did a laser at the microphone, let it drop away from our mouth a bit. But you're doing fine. No need to turn up your modulation. Where are you at? What's your location?
So I'm in East Lansing towards Hunter Park over there on Kalamazoo. So that's where I'm at now. So that's where I'm transmitting from right now, off this little Radtel 880.
Talking through the repeater, or are you just on simplex?
No, I'm talking on the 2888 repeater. That's what I'm talking on, the 2888 repeater.
All right, very good. Well, I'm talking from an HT in the car. I got 10-watt HT talking through the repeater. Sometimes I'm in between Mount Clemens and Warren, Michigan, where the repeater is on 147.20. Jake, are you picking up Troy strong?
Yeah, as long as you're getting in the repeater, all y'all, I can hear all y'all. As long as y'all can make this machine, yeah, no problem, yeah. Yep. What happens to, we got one another. What happened? I don't know what happened to him. Where's the other gentleman?
KF8AJC. Tim, where are you at?
Yes, KF8ATC. Yeah, I'm over here in Mount Clemens.
Clinton Township. I'm on the opposite side of the street.
Yeah, this is KFGS. What kind of rig you're running?
Radiity DBG20. That's what I'm talking on now. Radiality, I think that's how you pronounce it. The DBG. Oh, DB20G. Sorry, yeah.
I've heard some good reports on those radios. I'm definitely working on it from the budget here. We're in the mobile now, and I think there's HT in the house, and I built a J-pole and got tired of waiting for the weather to change so I could mount it up on the house. So I stabbed a shovel in the ground where there was no frost right next to the house, next to the window in the dining room. Dragged a piece of coax in there, so that's my base, my HT.
KFABLX for a comment. Hey, go ahead, Cobbin. Yeah, you're in there. A little low on the mic.
Yeah, I just had a comment there for the gentleman that's talking about Quan Chang. Don't bother. Yeah, it'll TX on the SSD, which you're going to get about a watt and a half out of it. And with chip mods, it's definitely not worth all the money putting into the radio. I mean, you get a lot of reception out of it. You know, you basically get a shortwave radio. But most of the stuff that is modded, you cannot talk on. Just there's no power for it. Just want to let you know that. Guys, go back to your discussion there, and I'm going to be back on the side. 73 to you. Have a wonderful evening.
Took off.
Yeah, speaking of the Quajang, I got one of those. I haven't tried it on the no sideband or nothing, but I just switched over to one now. It's not a bad little radio for the price.
Yeah, I was, hold on a second, I'll make sure I'm getting up on anybody. Yeah, I was interested in it because of the fact that while I was watching, was it Troy Radio in Texas, they had to do a bunch of hardware mods to it. The original software mod, yeah, you only got like a few milliwatts, but when they got done doing the hardware mod, it would do like, I think, between three and four watts on, I think it was 3 and 4 watts, which, I mean, you can definitely work QRP when the condition's right on it, but right now I'm in a situation, I can't even work HF right now. You know, I have to be able to go out and be portable, because both of my houses, the landlord's kind of funny about antennas. I could get one of those portable things, but I definitely can't. Right now I got an Astron 70 amp power supply, and that thing is heavy as heck. It put my back out for 7 months. So I thought about getting something that's, you know, that you can hold in your hand, kind of like an HT. You know, another one I was looking at was a Zygu 6100, I think it was, and then they had the Manpack, the Lab 599 MP, but that's like almost $2,000 for that. That'll do all the ham bands, not just 10 and 12 meters, so I'd have to save around for a little bit to get that one.
Okay, what's the model on it?
I got one more comment for you, see if I've got it. Yeah, if you're just looking to play around on a 10-meter, an 11-meter or whatever in a low-budget mobile situation, basically what I'm doing is I've got a Radiality QT80, which is newer to them, but it's basically an Anytone Quad 6 Pro. It's basically the same radio. I've got their, I've actually got two of them here, and I'd be willing to get rid of one if you're interested, but I've got two of their, it's a mobile 10, 11, 12 meter antenna with the SO-239 on it. And I just bought a mag mount for it. I just throw it up on my garage because my garage has a metal roof. And with that radio and antenna combo, I'm going to get about 12 feet off the ground, basically. I can talk all over the world with it. And the radio is 80 watts. So you got plenty of power there. You just got to get the positions right. But that's one way to go if you're looking for a cheap, low budget way to go. The radio right now, actually, it's got a bundle sale on that. The radio, the antenna, that same exact antenna, and an external speaker, I believe it is, and I think it's at $189 for all of it. So check it out, radio.
KFA BLX. Thank you guys. Yeah, KFA BLX. KFA someone, I'm sorry.
What was that?
Yeah, I was going to come back to you. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't keying on anybody. Yeah, KFA BLX, I believe you said your call was. This is KO4ROY. Yeah, I thought about doing that with a one of them rechargeable battery packs. I thought about using the Radiodity QT80, and I'm well aware of the doing the power and the band button. It's the menu band, and then you press power, and you can switch it between 10 and 11 meters. I kind of was looking at that radio. I didn't know how big it is. If it's something that you could kind of make portable if you would have like a rechargeable battery pack kind of thing that you could get for it and then hook it up to that and then have like either a magnet mount or like one of those Radiodity HF009 antennas. They got another one that's even cheaper. You put a spike in the ground and I could go to a park or anywhere else with it. I do have a magnet mount CV antenna, too. But he could go to a park or anything like that and erect the antenna, and I could, start working a little bit of DX. So that would, or a little bit of skip, too. That's kind of fun.
Yeah, the
how is the skip?
Seven inches wide by about 9-10 inches long and about an inch and a half tall. So it's like plenty small enough to jam into a backpack with a battery pack and mic cord coming out and your antenna cable coming out. But like I said, that CV, I can't remember the darn number on it. I know it's B-something on Radiodity. It's a 10, 11, 12 meter. It's a coil pack. It's got that big, round, metal coil on the bottom of it. And then it's a two-piece antenna. And I use that thing, but I use it for all three bands. And it's phenomenal. I can't believe how good it is. I really couldn't believe how good it is for $60 or $70 antenna. It's fabulous. And the QT80, the cool thing about it over the Quad 6 is it has the true, you can put it in true VFO mode. So you don't even have to switch between 10, 11, 12. You put it in VFO mode and you just turn the knob. And you can go anywhere you want. Bam, goes all the way down to 24 to 31 megahertz. Let me cue the that setting. But yeah, it's a good setup. I don't want to hold you guys up any longer. I'm sorry I interrupted. I kind of hijacked that conversation there. Like you said, I'll go back out of the class and listen here. USM 1 Flight 73, Camp 8 PLX. I'm back over here.
I got a little 3-bit to talk on an amateur radio repeater. Jesus Christ. Yeah.
We got a contest coming up, yeah? Getting ready for the contest, that's all. 10 meters. Still ham.
KF8-BOX, this is KF8-FGS. David here, what's your name?
The name is Rick here. I'm the old E and Charlie. I am in New Lothrop. Smack dab in the middle of Flint and Saginaw. And in the middle of nowhere. But yeah, like you said, check it out. It's a good setup. I'm running it off a little 35 amp power supply. But it's an Amazon cheapie, and it's working perfect. Make lots of good contacts with it. KF8-BLX. Thank you.
You're connected to CNN.
Thanks, Rick. Again, this is KF2-FGS, and we're just standing by.
And none of you guys got technical links. This is Kilo 8, Italy, Charlie Bravo, Mobile.
Hey, go ahead, Charlie Mobile.
Yeah, I'm up here driving eastbound on 69. I'm approaching M19, the city of Emmett. You guys are coming in good. I'm listening on the Whiskey Alpha 8, Mike Alpha Charlie. I assume it's from Mount Clemens. How am I coming in your way? Any bacon fine?
You probably ain't from the U.S. Media standing by.
Anyway, I was just looking for a single report. Kilo 8 Italy Charlie Bravo or Kilo 8 Ice Cold Beer?
Sal, this is Whiskey Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey India 5 and 9 over here in Deckerville, Michigan, sir.
Sal, 5 and 9.
Night-night, 73.
All right, Deckerville, Michigan. Yeah, you know, I believe when it's foggy, you get better propagation. And, I seem to notice that. Anyway, it's time on the road. It's very foggy. And I figured I'd just check in, see how I'm doing. I'll let you guys continue on with your conversation. Thanks for picking me up. Kilo 8, Ice Cold Beer. Standing by.
Sal. So, very best for 73, so do take care of the roads, please, and have a great evening.
All right, thanks so much, will do. 73.
NHWJL, this is KF8-FGS.
Go ahead, NHWJL.
Yeah, Jay, what was the dates on that Dayton swap?
It's the third week in May. The third weekend in May. So, if you were to listen a couple of days before that, you'd hear a bunch of people on the repeater heading south. You'd hear a bunch of them on all the bands. That's our hand. That's our big swap. Ham
played all over the world, BJ.
Okay, yeah, that's Memorial Week, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't think so. I think it's the weekend before that. The week before that, I believe. Yeah, the week before that.
Okay, here, I'm going to pull up the calendar here so I can see if I got anything happening. Yeah, I do. I got my wife and I will be taking the camper trailer and going down to see that Hoobie Ashcraft band in Indiana. And it's the Country Heritage Week. That's that same weekend. And that is, yeah, weekend, Memorial Day is that weekend. It's Memorial Day is the 25th. So that's, it come early this year on account of June 1st falls on that Monday.
I might have to look into it because I ain't never known it to do that, but not saying it can happen, but normally it doesn't happen, so we'll check it out. But nevertheless, I'm heading that way. I'm heading south. If I go down there for one day, I'm going down there. Usually, like I said, the weekend, me and my friends, we get together and go down and get a hotel, motel, that Thursday, and then we'll leave out Sunday here and back north.
Yeah, roger that. Well, just, you know, you'll have to go out in the backyard and pick up one of those coffee cans where you keep your mad money.
Yeah, let's do something. But if you want to see how the spot is, you can go to the internet and bring up Hamp Convention 24 and Hamp Convention 25. You can see both years of how it's like.
All right, Jay, I'll do that. Thank you for the information. This is KFA FGS Finding Good Signal, and we'll be standing by monitoring.
I don't know why. How come you guys don't put EchoLink on there, on your phone or computer?
Well, I just, like I say, just got into it. I just got WinLink mounted, installed on my computer. I have an Anytone 578 V3 Plus, and I downloaded the programming for that, and a Len was going to help me. Get that radio program. That's a nice radio. That's 55 watts on 70 centimeters and 45 watts on 2 meters. And it also gets the 1 point, you know, the 220 band as well. But I plan to use that mostly for the base as soon as we get that one. But I'll work on EchoLink. It's baby steps for me, Jay. It is baby steps. Unewjl.
It's so simple. All you gotta do is go to your Play Store, type in EchoLink, and then you'll see a couple of different EchoLinks there. You can download the one with the tower. And once you download that, because they gotta know that's you, so it may take a few hours, it may take a day or two, but nevertheless, they gotta know that's you. So when they do, they'll probably want you to charge, use a credit card to charge a dollar. Not saying they would take the dollar, but if it goes through, they know it's you. That's how they do it. Or that's another way they do it too, but that's the way I know.
W8CMN.
Well, thank you, Jay, for the heads up. I did hear, Dave P. out there at the Public Service Corps, Amateur Radio Public Service Corps. He's the emergency coordinator. He suggested that. I guess a lot of the guys are doing it, and of course, then they want me to get into DMR and all this other. So, like I told them, said baby steps. Yesterday, I signed up. I got on the ARRL site, and I had signed up there, and make an account before I got my license. I got some books, and they helped me study. Then they sent me, after I got my call sign, they sent me an invitation to join with all these extra features, you know, prize gifts and all this stuff. So I called them up and got that all squared away. So now I'm getting my magazine and whatnot. And then I did the QRZ as well. And then last night about 9 o'clock, I'm downloading the WinLink. And I tell you what, after all that, Jay, I'll be quite honest, my head hurts. Back to you.
Oh, brother, see, you should have did it the easy way. You should have did EchoLink first and then do that other stuff, and then your head wouldn't be hurting.
You're hilarious. Well, we're, like I said, baby stuff. This is KFA, FGS, finally good signal, JNHWJL. We appreciate your input. We're going to... We're back to the home 20. I had to move the radio inside. We'll talk to you later.
That any tone you got, that's strictly analog. Because any tone is known for DMI, digital. Is that strictly analog yours?
The home 20?
Yeah, sorry for the CB lingo getting in there. In fact, I only had my license for a couple months. I was with all the CB. I have my life, so you'll forgive me. Was it 2PH or whatever? I'm catching on. I'm catching on. Like Jay and I were saying, it's basic stuff. Jay, that Anytone 578 V3 is the plus. Yes, it has DMR and analog and packet and GPS and a whole bunch of stuff. I don't even know what it is. It's a very full function radio. A lot of features. It's in the tri-band of 2 meters, the 220 band, and the 440 band. And but it's it'll run 1 watt, 10 watts, 40 watts, 50 watts, depending on how you get out set. So I'm slowly working on learning how to program that, but it has to be through the computer. So I downloaded the software, and Len was good help, and he's got the same radio. And he said, just bring your radio, bring your laptop, and come on over, and we'll get it taken care of. So that's going to be all maybe in the next couple weeks I'll get that done. So thank you for asking. Yes, it's both DMR and analog.
Got your DMR number?
I have not registered for that yet. Like I said, baby steps. The guy's over at the... at the Macomb AFPSC, I got an Elmer there, and he said he's going to help me get that set up before. He said it's okay to set that up before you get your radio set up. He said that it's a good idea, so I'll be doing that in the next week or so.
Yeah, because that radio ain't going to talk on digital without that DMR number there. So, all right. Sound like you're getting it. You just got to take your time, because we don't want you to get a headache. I mean, this is the kind of hobby that you ain't supposed to get a headache. You're supposed to be having a good time. Let's put it that way. All right, 73 to you. This is November 8th. Whiskey's leaving.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network.
Monitoring.
KF8 ATC monitoring.
Connected to CMN Network.
If there ain't one around, it ain't over.
KF8 ATC.
Okay, I just got one. I'm trying to see. I'm getting a feedback on my radio. Are you getting feedback on yours? Every time I talk, I release the button, I can get my voice at the end of it.
Oh, I'm not getting any feedback here at all.
Okay, I'm going to see on my end. Okay. Yeah. All right, so. I take you up there, somewhere near the receiver in Mount Clemens.
Oh yeah, I ain't too far from it. I was on here earlier, but had some companies stopped by. They kind of distracted me for a little bit.
Yeah, roger, roger. Okay. And your call, what is your call again?
KFA-ATC.
Oh yeah, that's it. KFA-ATC. That's it. Is your name Tim?
That's it, that's it.
All right, Tim. Okay. Now it's kind of, I got to write down these calls and stuff. We got so many KFA's here. Y'all see, you guys came out of nowhere. It's like, wow, 1, 2, 3, 4. KFA. So I got to kind of write them down and make sure I can put it on my list so I know who is who there, right?
I hear that. I got bad memories too. They're all good. There's a new generation coming out there, I guess.
Oh, yeah, Tim, you got echo links.
I don't have the echo link. I only have it on my phone app. Yeah.
Well, you can bring it up on your phone, right?
Yeah, I believe so. Matter of fact, oh yeah, I got to see where my phone is. Yeah. I don't know about this particular. I don't know which one it connects to.
It don't matter. If you turn it on and look for my call sign, just click on me, N-A-W-G-L.
I'm looking for it. N-A-W-L? Is that what it is?
N-A-W-J-L.
I'm spinning for a minute here to see if I can connect.
Oh, roger.
It's not letting me connect. For some reason, I don't know why.
I didn't hear that.
It's not letting me connect for some reason.
Is it not letting you connect to me? It's not letting you connect to me.
Yeah, I see the call sign there, but it won't let me connect. It's just spinning. For some reason, if you want to try to connect to my call sign, it should be on there.
All the thing is, it will not connect to a phone. Can you, a phone will not connect to a phone, and a computer can't connect to a phone. But you should be able to connect to me. And you should be able to connect to a repeater. No, oh, no. Hold on 1 second. I hear something here.
Yep, I see your call up there. Yeah, when I click on your call sign, it's just spinning. It's not letting me connect. It's saying, please wait.
Tim, you buy Andy WGO.
You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KE8LAX from KE8WUO.
Connected to CMN Network.
KE8LAX from KE8WUO.
November 8, Romeo Hotel Kilo. K8KCI Mobile. K8KCI Mobile, N8RHK. K8KCI, K8KCI, N8RHK. Nothing heard, N8RHK testing clear.
WRO KCKGO on Mac.
KCKGO
clear, monitoring on
the. You guys had a perfect double, KE8WUO.
Okay, I was just going to say hello to Cujo there, Tom. KE8KJO WD8KLL. KC8KJO, do you copy?
KC8KJO, yeah, I was over on you for a second. How's it going?
Oh, not too bad. I heard your call out there, and I just threw mine out, and I guess we doubled. So, yeah, I was just going to say hello.
You're connected to CMN Network.
All right, doing great. I'm just about to step out of the house. I got to drive my son and daughter-in-law back to their house in Burton. And then I'll be back on my way to Memphis. So I'm just going to have the HT. I just wanted to check into Macomb. Let them know that I'll be monitoring and mobile, and hopefully nothing comes of it this evening.
Yeah, roger that. I'm actually at Burton Graham Link line, so I hear some thunder rumbling right now. I'm not sure how far away it is, but I'll let you know.
WAFFR, this is Greg, right? KCKJO.
Yeah, Tom, WD8KLL, Whiskey Delta 8 Kilo Lima Lima, Greg in Burton.
WAFFR. WA, is it FSR? KCKJO, go ahead.
This is Ryan, with D8 Foxtrot Foxtrot Romeo, with D8 Foxtrot Foxtrot Romeo. And sorry to interrupt your conversation, gentlemen, but I heard, I believe it was Grand Blanc Lane or one of those places down there, you inquired about what the weather is like. I'm at my house over by 75 and Corona, and it is downpouring heavy. there is a lot of lightning, a lot of thunder, so it's bad out there.
WASFR, copy that. I'm going to be heading out that direction. I'm over at M19 at 610 over by Port Huron, northeast corner of Macomb. I'm just going to be on HD, but I'll be monitoring. Greg, keep me updated. See how far I can get out. You got me on either on DMR, I should be on there, or UHF through the Western Michigan or the Central Michigan network. I'm going to jump out right now and then catch you guys on the road. KCK Joe, clear for now.
Okay, Tom. Yeah, I'll turn my hotspot on here and listen on the MI1 network and listen on here as well. So, all right, Tom. We'll let you know if there's anything coming your way as well. Whiskey Delta 8 Kilo Lima Lima. I'll be clear.
Thanks, Greg. I appreciate it. And station, let's see, Whiskey Delta 8. FFR, thanks for the heads up also as well. KCK Joe clear for 1015 and mobile. Out.
This is Whiskey 8, Foxtrot Romeo, W8, FFR, I'm clear.
KFAEOR, Columbiaville, Montana.
KFA, FTS. This is NAWRO. NAWRO, this is KF8FTS.
KF8FTS, this is KE8WUO. I just got off the phone with him. I know he's eating dinner. He might not be monitoring, but he is watching the storm come through, so you might try again in a little bit.
Yeah, roger that. I heard him earlier monitoring for the weather, and I'm in mobile right now, and it's really dense fog. Not quite bad enough. I'm on Hall Road right now, over by Heinrich, and it's pretty foggy, and the streets are wet and slippery.
Copy that. Yeah, I think potentially within the next hour we'll probably get hit with a line of fairly heavy rain. It seems to be tapering off, but the west side of the state had some tornadoes in this weather, so we've been keeping an eye on it. But yeah, it seems like, with the fog and now the storm rolling in, probably not a good time to be out there driving, so but you got like an hour before it looks like it'll be here, so you should be fine depending on how far you gotta go and where you're going.
Yeah, roger that. GPS says I'm 13 minutes, 9 miles, so I'm not too worried about it. The traffic's not real heavy. I'm westbound and headed toward Utica, and it is the traffic's pretty light on westbound, quite a bit heavier on the eastbound side. Again, this is KF8 FGS, that's finding good signal.
All right, well, very good. Thanks for the report, and we'll keep on watching the storm come in, but make sure you roll up your windows when you get home, and make sure you're expecting to get some rain.
Yeah, roger that. What's your call?
The call is K-E-8-W-U-O, that's Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Uniform Oscar.
All right, yeah, this is David. I think, weren't you and I on the radio late after the net today working on the wind link?
That's correct. We definitely were burning the midnight oil a little bit yesterday, but I did get your message, and it seems like you got it all figured out.
Well, might have had it figured out at the time, so I went back on today to see if I can continue to figure it out, and I was able to keep it so that, you know, with an active link on the bottom of the screen, all the icons will pop up. So all I got to do is click it, and it pops up to do what I want to do. And so I played with it a little bit this afternoon, and I was talking to Jay, what is it, N-E-W-J-L, he's down in, I'm sure you've heard him, and now he's wanting me to get on Echolink. I said, man, one thing at a time, baby steps.
Sounded like there might be another station in there, but nothing heard. Yeah, WinLink's pretty cool. Echolink is way easier. It's something that you could easily go ahead and do, and it's just a really, really simple phone app, and you just look at your location, and you can kind of pick the repeater from the list, and then you push to talk. And so it's like as simple as it gets, and it's kind of nice because if you're out of the state, you can still listen to the local repeaters, you know, and you can still join the nets and whatnot. So Echolink is, if you got through WinLink fairly painlessly yesterday, Echolink will be, you know, you'll be shocked that it was that easy, hopefully, knock on wood. But WinLink has a lot of cool functions that are left in there that we'll have to show you. You can request satellite images in there, like the, you know, the weather and the clouds, and you can do all kinds of weather reports delivered to you, which is nice because if you're out in the field, you can actually get a weather report. But probably should take a break for time here. I'll send it over to you. This is K-E-8-W-U-O.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I'm gonna get clear of the frequency here. Let the repeater rest. This is KF8-FGS.
KF8-ELR monitoring.
All right, you have a good night, FGS, Dave, I think it was. Talk to you again soon. This is KE8WUO. I will be monitoring as well.
Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. K connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KE8WUONAWRO.
KE8WUO, go ahead.
John, just be advised, we are reconnected to Central Michigan. I'm going to go ahead and call it a night. And I'll get with you tomorrow morning, not too early. It'd be like probably after 9 o'clock. I'll let you know the status of Memphis detail, if there is one.
All right. Sounds good. I will keep an ear out for the phone, and I will probably have to call it a night, too, just to get ahead of it in case I am out there. Otherwise, I'll be up till 3, so. All right, well, 73s, have a good night, and thanks for reconnecting and taking care of all that.
Copy that. Appreciate it, John. We'll talk tomorrow. NAWRO, I will be clear and shutting down for the night.
NHWRO, before you shut down, keeping in mind for tomorrow's update as well. I'll be listening out. This is KEHLAX 73. Have a good night.
Oh yeah, I copy that, Dean. Yeah, I got you in the list. I'll advise. I'll just have to get with Tom tomorrow and then contact the mayor up there and see what they need. You know, and what time period would be? Would it be in the AM, or is it going to be after 12 noon? And we'll just have to see. But I will definitely let you know tomorrow. NAWR clear.
Good night to all gentlemen on frequency. KE4ZYQ still monitoring.
You're connected to CMN Network.